Coach of Seagulls, once he met Sarah Lysett, you know, there's no need to go anywhere else. The full English breakfast show. Oh, you got all red.
No, I went red already.
Did you?
I caught the sun on Saturday.
Red already.
Red already. Red nose.
40 minutes past eight. Have you ever fancied moving to Padstow?
Padstow?
Mm. North Cornwall.
No.
No. Maybe in another life.
Go on then. Why? What's at Padstow?
Been there quite a few times. It's nice. It's Rick Stein restaurants.
Okay.
Nice little ports, beautiful beaches, and very, very expensive. A quaint two bedrooms terrace cottage, no one wider than a London bus, is on the sale in Padstow for almost £500,000.
Half a million?
The property located in Padstow, Cornwall, has two floors, one bathroom and one sitting room. It's on sale for an asking price of £429,999. In a nod to its seaside location, the house's exterior and courtyard are both painted blue and also features a blue-tiled kitchen. The widest room in the house is the master bedroom, which was 8 feet 2 inches wide. London's new route master buses are an inch wider at 8 foot 3 inches. The narrowest room is the second bathroom, which is just 5 foot 9 inches wide. Now that's under 2 metres for metric lovers. According to the property listing on Rightmove, the unique home has previously featured on TV shows and is also part of a guided walk around Padstow. The home is currently a holiday let for 70% of the year, with the owners staying in it for the rest of the time. This week's findings, published by the Halifax Seaside Town Review, which tracks movements of house prices, revealed that the average price of a property in a seaside town has increased by 10% during the pandemic as more people choose to relocate to the coast. Of the top 10 areas where prices have jumped the most, two are in Cornwall. St Mawes has seen the biggest increase in average prices of any seaside town over the last year, jumping by 48% from an average of £339,912 to £501,638.
A bit like Juan-les-Pins, isn't it?
A little bit, but not quite. Now, somebody wishes to remain anonymous said, "Hi, Rob and Sarah. Could you please play Strong Enough by Cher at around 8.15 to 8.30? I'd really appreciate it if you just say it's for a friend and not mention my name. Of course we won't mention your name. I have a tough day ahead." Well.
Oh, well, best of luck.
Hope it goes okay. Here's Cher. It's Monday morning pop quiz.
Certainly is.
All about Chelsea, is it?
No, it's not. But you might be aware that today is World and No Tobacco Day. But it's also National Smile Day. Yes, on the 31st of May, National Smile Day encourages everyone to wear their best smile. Smiles are powerful. They not only create engagement between two people, but the more a person smiles, the healthier their brain can be. Smiling has a direct link to our brain and can help to reduce stress. So that's the clue for the following lyrics are from which song? Stupid face. Okay, you ready? You listening to the lyrics?
So I can't move now.
You've done it all, you've broken every code and pulled the rebel.
Steve Harding, Cockney Rebel.
And the song?
Make Me Smile.
Correct.
Come Up and See Me.
Continuing with the clue, second set of lyrics. Baby hair with a woman's eyes, I can feel you watching in the night. Well done.
Sarah Smile.
Correct. And finally, nothing to do with smiles but to do with birthdays. Wendy Smith was born on this day in 1963. She's the guitar player and vocals for an English pop band. No, okay. They had the 1988 UK number 7 single, The King of Rock and Roll.
Prefab Sprout.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done.
The King of Rock and Roll, eh?
Yeah. Mm. 1988, number 7.
Looks a change from Kylie Minogue, anyway.
And Wendy Smith was a member of the Prefab Sprout.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Wendy James, who was Transvision Vamp. And new sports and weather's coming up. It's a hat-trick, wasn't it?
It was.
Or two and a half.
Yeah.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lysett has the top stories across the Riviera.
As France opens up vaccination to all adults today, health authorities have reported less than 3,000 patients are in intensive care for the first time since January. 2,993 patients are currently in intensive care and 16,775 are in hospital, including 199 admitted in the last 24 hours. 44 people have died in hospital in the last 24 hours, and there were 8,541 new cases of COVID reported on Sunday. More than 25 million people in France have received at least one injection of the vaccination, among which more than 10 million people have received both injections. From today, travellers from the UK coming to France will need to go into compulsory quarantine amid concerns over a coronavirus variant first detected in India, which is circulating in Britain. Meanwhile, according to a study by France's Pasteur Institute, the Pfizer vaccine is slightly less effective but appears to still protect against the more transmissible Indian variant of COVID. France's capital has held a so-called test concert as an experiment to see how much France can return to normal amid an improving health situation. Saturday saw 5,000 people attend the Indochine concert in Paris, and with all attendees having to wear a mask and give proof of a negative COVID test. The event started at 5 p.m. in order to finish ahead of France's 9 p.m. curfew. Meanwhile, the Monaco government has published details of COVID-19 measures in force in the principality from today. The curfew is in force from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. with certain exemptions. Restaurants are open for lunch and dinner service, but only for Monaco nationals, residents, hotel guests in Monaco, those carrying out business in Monaco, as well as family members living under the same roof, Monaco students and casino players. Catering services can again be continuous between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Evening service will be provided between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. with a traffic exemption for customers until 11:15 p.m. For all the details on the measures can be found at Monaco's government's COVID-19 information website, which is www.covid19.mc. Meanwhile, one new case of COVID has been reported in the Principality on Sunday, bringing the total number of residents affected since the start of the pandemic to 2,504. One resident is currently in hospital and three are being followed by the Home Monitoring Centre. In other news, a manhunt is still underway this morning in the Dordogne region for a heavily armed former soldier who opened fire on police. Helicopters, dog teams and more than 300 officers are searching for the man around the town of Le Lardin-Saint-Lazare. According to reports, the unnamed man is around 30 years old, has a history of domestic violence and is armed. The local council has urged residents to stay indoors. France's interior minister has tweeted that the police, as well as local authorities, were using all means to protect the local population, adding that more than 300 officers are now actively involved in the search. A 71-year-old woman has died after a fatal fall in the Gorge de Camerie in the Var. And the accident occurred on Sunday afternoon near the town of Carcès. Emergency services declared the victim dead at the scene after a fall of nearly 10 metres. Police have since opened an investigation. Finally, a motorist has been fined for driving too slowly. A police stopped the driver on the A75 motorway in the south of France because he was driving at just 48 kilometres per hour in the fast lane. The car in question was also found to be a non-licensed vehicle, which is not even allowed on motorways in France.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Tennis, world number two Naomi Osaka could face expulsion from the French Open and future Grand Slams if she continues to refuse to speak to the media. Osaka said last week she will not give any news conferences during Roland Garros because she wants to protect her mental health. She was fined $15,000 for not doing any media after Sunday's first round win over Romania's Patricia Maria Tigg. A statement from the four Grand Slam organisers said that Osaka faces more substantial fines than future Grand Slam suspensions if she continues to miss media commitments. In the men's events on Sunday, the twice runner-up Dominic Thiem suffered a shock first-round loss to Pablo Andujar of Spain. Andujar came from two sets down to win 4-6, 5-7, 6-3, 6-4, 6-4. The German world number six Alexander Zverev also had a five-set struggle against compatriot Oscar Otte before coming through 3-6, 3-6, 6-2, 6-2, 6-love. Football Manchester City midfielder Kevin De Bruyne could be a doubt for the Euros after fracturing his nose and eye sockets following a clash with Antonio Rudiger in Saturday's Champions League final. De Bruyne was named in the Belgian squad for Euro 2020, with the side due to play their first match against Russia on June the 12th. The Belgian medical team will assess the player and decide whether he can play a pass in the tournament. Yes, you do not want to run into Antonio Rudiger in a hurry. He's pretty solid character. He got a yellow card for it. Some people thought it should have been a red, but I think yellow was the fair one. Here's more football from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football. Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Manchester City midfielder Kevin De Bruyne has suffered a fractured nose and eye socket in their Champions League defeat against Chelsea. De Bruyne is in the Belgium squad for Euro 2020 with his country's first game on June the 12th against Russia. There are no indications yet whether the midfielder will be fit for that match or if his injuries threaten his participation in the rest of the tournament. In terms of what next for the winners, the former Chelsea centre-back Ken Moncal feels that, having only been appointed in January, manager Thomas Tuchel is just beginning to have an impact on this Chelsea squad, and Moncal believes the best is yet to come.
I think he will be polishing and honing his diamonds because he's got some really quality players. And like I said, when you looked at the bench as well, you know, the amount of talent, not only for Chelsea, but for England as well, I think he's just going to, like I said, put his stamp on it. And for him to make an impact within 6 or 7 months being at the club is unbelievable, you know? Unbelievable. Yeah, I think he's going to go from strength to strength. And he alluded to it already. He wants more, you know? He's here to win stuff. That's what he's here for. And he showed his true colours.
Tuchel says he is hungry for more success once the celebrations are over.
It's about the next one. Of course, now is the time to celebrate for some days and to enjoy and to let it sink in. But then I want the next one. I want the next success and I want the next title and I want the next process on the same level of quality, of consistency. And I want to be a part of it and I demand to be a part of it. This is what comes next. Make no mistake about it.
And Wales have named their squad for the upcoming Euro 2020 tournament, with Daniel James of Manchester United, Matt Smith of Manchester City and Gareth Bale currently on loan at Tottenham, among those in the final 26. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Watch out, Klopp.
Okay. Yes.
I was short to say congratulations to Brentford Nylons.
Yes.
Winning promotion to the Premier League next season. Let's hope they can stay up. Motorsports, Helio Castroneves has won the Indy 500 in a thrilling finish at the event's 105th running. The 46-year-old, a favourite with the fans, is one of the oldest winners in the history of the race. He held off Alex Palou at the finish line with Simon Pagenaud in third. It's the Brazilian's fourth Indianapolis 500 victory, joining an elite club of four drivers who've won the event four times. Rugby Union, there was one game in the Gallagher English Premiership on Sunday. Exeter thrashed Newcastle 74-3. And in cycling, Egan Bernal has won the Giro d'Italia to add to his 2019 Tour de France victory. The Colombian finished 1 minute 29 seconds ahead of Damiano Caruso, with Simon Yates of Great Britain in third. The victory is a great comeback for Bernal, who developed a back problem in the run-up to last year's Tour de France, and he had to abandon the race after stage 15.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almirante Seam in the VAR, the general situation is weak high pressure, 1,018 millibars over the region. Winds are easterly, force 2, so 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,018 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, occasional showers, force 1 to 3, variable winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are easterly, force 3 to 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,017 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Mainly fine today, some thunder possible in the mountains though, light to moderate southeasterly winds, top temperature 22 degrees, overnight lows 15 to 17 degrees with clear skies. Tuesday and Wednesday, sunshine and occasional showers, highs of 20 to 22 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche. For 30 years, specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally,
UK government UFO hunters may reopen Britain's X-Files and track down alien life. A specialist team of alien hunters could be recalled by the government after the findings of a US report into extraterrestrials are revealed. The Ministry of Defence dedicated UFO desk has been defunct since 2009, but an investigation into unidentified flying objects could see it be revived. It's been labelled as a landmark moment, and a senior defence source said that they certainly wouldn't rule out reforming the UFO desk if the findings call for it.
You know, I was reading an article about some unexplained phenomena in America over the weekend, and even Barack Obama's interested
yes,
in it.
Yes, certainly is.
So they're out there somewhere, aren't they? Yeah. You're up to date. The news is on the website, riviaradio.cmc. Thanks to Taylor, who says, congratulations, Rob, on winning. I didn't do it personally. Nothing's to do with me. Great match and the credits to the Premiership. Was it a very good game, though? And the first half was really good. I thought the second half, it all went a bit flat, but it was just nervous in the second half. And Andrew says, well done on Chelsea winning the Champions League. I find it absolutely hilarious that the last two managers of PSG have both been sacked and then both went on to win European Cups this season. I had a good song for last Friday's theme, but I forgot to suggest it. Fix You by Coldplay. Any chance you could play it today? I should think so.